Hey there, podcast fam. Are you a special education teacher looking to bring more engagement into your classroom without drowning in all of the prep work? I've got something incredible to share with you. Introducing the Teach Taskbox Inspire membership. Imagine having five beautifully crafted task boxes delivered right to your inbox every month, covering everything from social studies to life skills. And the best part, no more late night prepping. Let's bring the fun back into teaching. But wait, there's another option. How about getting those same task boxes delivered right to your front door? Imagine having a fun package to open every single month. That's right, I'm saving you time by printing, laminating, and Velcroing everything already for you. You don't have to lift a finger. Plus, you get access to the digital files as well. Get ready for vibrant, durable materials and the flexibility to choose your grade band, K2, 3-5, or vocational life skills. Don't miss out. Elevate your teaching experience with a Teach Taskbox Inspire membership. Head to chalkboardsuperhero.com/membership right now. Let's make teaching fun again. Hey, special educators. Welcome to Teach Taskbox Inspire, the podcast dedicated to making your job as a special education teacher easier by making your instruction more fun for you and your students. Inside each episode, you'll learn how to get the most use out of your task boxes in the classroom. I'm your host, Lisa Holiday from Chalkboard Superhero, a veteran special education teacher passionate about empowering you with purposeful teaching strategies, helpful tips and tricks, and other classroom management tools that will help you thrive in your role. Let's get started with today's episode. Hey there, special educators. Welcome back to another episode of Teach Taskbox Inspire. I'm your host, Lisa Holiday from Chalkboard Superhero. Today, we're diving into a crucial topic, building time management skills. Now, I'll be honest, time management is a real challenge for me personally. There are always those competing contingencies like checking my email and planning a good lesson and, you know, the juggling act. When I try to multitask, productivity seems to fly out the window. But here's the real deal. Time management skills are life skills. Our kids and young adults need them now and in the future. We all want our learners to work independently, use their time wisely, and complete tasks on time. It's not just about academics. It sets the stage for success in their entire lives. When students struggle with time management, it can impact their daily lives, their integrity, and self-esteem. We definitely don't want our young learners feeling like they can't handle it. The magic here is that we can work smarter, not harder. Teaching kids the tips and tricks to use their time better can feel like a game changer. These skills are versatile and can be applied to everything from schoolwork to chores at home. So let's make learning time management feel like magic. So let's start talking about my trusty allies, the task boxes. These containers are gold when it comes to teaching time management, from sequencing activities to completing tasks with a set time frame. Task boxes are dynamic tools for special education students. So what exactly is time management? It is an executive functioning skill, and it's about understanding time and making decisions to complete tasks in a timely way. Just like any other executive functioning skill, it's not just one thing. It's estimating time, it's prioritizing, it's pacing yourself, and meeting deadlines. So let's break down what strong time management looks like on the spot. It's like prioritizing homework assignments, pacing yourself on a test, creating a daily schedule, or say you have a project and you need to like chunk it down into sections just to meet the deadline. Imagine doing so well on a project, but you just realize the deadline is tomorrow. That's where time management comes in. Time management is the secret sauce to doing our absolute best. So, what does time management challenges look like? look for a learner spending too much time like on one word problem or one math problem or one ELA section. Look for a student who is maybe working on future assignments when there's immediate work to do, maybe for the next period or for the homework that's due tomorrow. Look for the student who's spending too much time or who's always rushing at the last minute. If your student struggles with executive functioning skills, time management is their key to their freedom, right? We want them to be independent little students, and they can't do that if they cannot manage their time well. So now I want to get practical strategies going, right? Practical strategies, activities, or ideas to help you help your learners with these time management deficits or challenges. So let's go ahead and get some practical strategies out. Let's talk about teaching time management explicitly. So what we need to do is you need to break down a task, like completing a worksheet, into smaller steps with an estimated time for each. So say you have a math worksheet and there's 10 problems on the math worksheet. You want to kind of have a student do each problem, but give them a timer. It could be a sand timer or an egg timer or a visual timer. It could be a stopwatch, whatever kind of timer you want to work with, and set that timer. Say the student has 2 minutes per each problem, and this will get them help on how to manage that time. And so let's say the student is working on the first problem and it takes them over 2 minutes. The timer has beeped and they need to move on to the next problem. They might have a meltdown, so you might need like expectations or visual aids in hand to get them to either calm down or accept that they didn't finish that first problem. Maybe they go back to it at the end of the worksheet and then they need to move on. This will help. So if you do that day after day, assignment after assignment, they will understand what time passing looks like. I only have 2 minutes to do problem one, 2 minutes to do problem two, and so on and so forth. The next thing that you can do is practice prioritizing tasks. So sit down with a student, create a list of assignments, and discuss which one should be tackled first based on the importance, and see where that student puts some tasks. Sometimes it's easy to see how they can't prioritize because they have more weight on a certain project in their head. And so explicitly teaching like on the spot stuff when you are practicing this skill is helpful as well. Another thing you can do is make checklists for steps or tasks. For example, if you have students create a checklist for their morning routine, you might want to emphasize either the order of the tasks or how long each task should take. And again, setting those timers. Timers are going to be your best friend for managing time. So you just start the timer and then they hang up their backpack. You start the timer and then they hang up their coat. You know, some students might take 10 minutes hanging up their coat when it should only take 30 seconds. So we really want to rein in and hone on these skills before they move on to other executive functioning skills. So another idea that you could do is play games that have time estimation. So turning estimating time into a game. For example, how long do you think it would take to read this short passage? And then they would kind of guess. Maybe they think it's 5 minutes. Maybe they think it's 30 minutes. We really have to teach what time is and how much time what that looks like. And I've already said this, but using visual timers and or chimes to transition or move through a task is super helpful for this. Another thing is to make sure that they have a visual schedule, like that's available that they have access to every single day, and make sure that that's consistent because they will start understanding time and how time passes using that consistent daily schedule. Another thing you can do is role play different routines and discuss the importance of sticking to a schedule. You could have reduce distractions. So you could identify some common distractors in the classroom and discuss ways to minimize them. So even in my real world example of me trying to, you know, lesson plans and check emails during my lesson planning time, or maybe teachers come in and I get chatting, or I need to go make a copy and I stop somebody in the hallway. Reducing those distractions, which are just time eaters, it's really beneficial to kind of identify those distractions so we can eliminate them altogether. So I know that I'm super chatty, and sometimes during my lesson plan time, I will shut the door and not let anyone in because I know myself, I can get super chatty and discuss personal things. And so it's just easy to reduce those distractions for me. The other thing is you can develop strategies for moving on when the student is stuck. This is something that's really hard for a student to do because they need to have a finished or all done mentality. But teaching students to skip like a challenging problem temporarily and come back to it later is super important, and not like having a fit or, you know, melting down or ripping up the paper. We need them to get past that and just kind of skip on to the next and come back when they're ready. You also need to demonstrate how to organize their workspace and save time and improve efficiency at their area. You know, if you have a student who struggles with like a messy desk area, this is something that I would want to work on from the get-go. So another thing is to maximize their downtime effectively. So you want to encourage students to use their spare time wisely, perhaps reviewing other assignments or starting a new task instead of, you know, just getting on their phone or drawing or whatever it is that they like to do. So the last thing I do want to talk about is teaching like pacing and self-checks. So I prompt students to ask themselves like, oh, how am I doing? Oh, what's my time? Uh-oh, am I on track? You know, periodically during a task. Another thing that's very helpful is just to kind of put those phrases on top or near their timer so that they can constantly read that like, uh-oh, am I on track? Or how much time do I have is super helpful. Again, a lot of special education teachers do not explicitly teach time management skills, but for students who are struggling with this, who have a deficit in this specific executive functioning skill, it is imperative to do. So anyways, there you have it. Time management is the key to unlocking success for our learners. Remember, we're not just teaching subjects, we're molding future leaders. Thank you for tuning in to Teach TestBox Inspire. Until next time, bye-bye. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Teach TestBox Inspire. I hope you've gained some tips and motivation to fuel your week ahead. If you're ready to explore more strategies for empowering your students as independent learners, be sure to dive into my free training at chalkboardsuperhero.com/training. And don't keep all this knowledge to yourself. Share this episode with your special education teacher friends who could use some motivation and inspiration. One more thing before you go. If you're finding this podcast helpful and want to show support, head to Apple Podcasts and leave your rating and review. Until next time, keep teaching, task boxing, and inspiring.